I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This week on The Breakup Breakdown.
We were working on like our, you know, self-help and what we were going to do. And so I had initially, before we broke up, I was like, maybe you like writing down your thoughts, you know, men are like not the most emotional creatures, whatever. So maybe writing it down will help you. And I saw the journal and there's something in me that was like, you have to open that. And so I did. And her name was like across the top of the journal. So I knew immediately what it was.
They were together for 8 years and decided to amicably part ways when a discovery in his kitchen left things on a very different note. Welcome to season 8, episode 6 of The Breakup Breakdown. I'm your host and lead relationship PI, Abby Murphy. And this week, our guest says an avocado is the reason she has some unresolved feelings about her breakup. But if you're wondering where we get these crazy breakup stories from, I take submissions from a form in the episode description. So if you head down there and you want to submit your own breakup story, nominate a friend, send something you've seen on social media you want more details on, or if you want to get a little nosy, I don't mind sliding into somebody's DM. Like if you notice someone soft launching their breakup. We don't care where it comes from. We just want to hear what happened and get some good lessons along the way. So again, you can find that submission form in the episode description. Hey, Heartbreakers. Welcome back to another episode of The Breakup Breakdown. This week, we've got a submission where our guest says her amicable breakup turned not so amicable, and it all has to do with an avocado. But before we can get into that, every week we shout out a different domestic violence organization just to raise more awareness. And this week we are shouting out the WCA of Boise, Idaho. They provide a comprehensive and secure emergency and transitional shelter program in confidential locations with round-the-clock staff assistance. For more details on their organization, you can head down to the episode description. So this week's submission comes to us from TikTok. I got tagged in this video that immediately caught my attention after she said this.
Story time on how I found out my boyfriend of 7.5 years was cheating on me because I found an avocado on the counter. And just a quick disclaimer, if you are said person / said person's people watching this video, two things come to mind. One, if you don't want bad things that you do to be talked about, maybe you shouldn't do bad things. Just a thought. And two, emotional cheating is still cheating. It does not matter if you slept with them or not. Whether that's true or not, I don't know, nor do I care. You still cheated, so.
So I think we can kind of anticipate where this is going, but what does an avocado have to do with it? And how does it give us the answers we need to why this relationship didn't end as amicably as it started? We'll find out when we break down this week's breakup.
Yeah, so we met when we were 18, or I was 18, and I think he was maybe 20, but we just went to the same school. We met through mutual friends and hit it off pretty instantly, and it didn't take long for us to start dating. I think maybe it was like 2 weeks, but we had a lot of the same sense of humor. He was super bubbly and just like everybody loved him, and I am a little bit more introverted, and so we really balanced each other out well, and I think we realized that pretty early on. Yeah, we met, and yeah, I think it was literally like 2 weeks maybe when we started dating. So
do you have a favorite memory from that relationship?
There's so many. 8 years is a really long time to be with someone, especially so young. So we went through just so much change. I mean, going through college and even after college, you learn so much about yourself. And so we just went through a lot together. He, you know, went through a lot of family drama with me and a lot of changes and moves. We were going through college together and graduated together. But really, all in all, I mean, not really a specific memory, but but we just always had the best time. I mean, people would always say that we were like best friends. And most of the time, this might be a positive or maybe a negative thing, of most people didn't even really know that we were dating. Like most of the time we were just like running around talking to all of our friends. If we were, you know, at a bar, like we were just on the same page, but we were always just like running around and having the best time and hopping between people. And most people are like, oh, I did not realize you guys were dating. And it's just because we had so much fun together and really just like poked fun at each other, and other people just had like the best time. So really probably our dynamic was like the selling point, I think.
Okay, so you're together for 8 years and yeah. You're on this podcast because things did not end well. So yeah. Take me through that. Like, were there signs for you? Were there any red flags that came up that made you think, oh, I think our relationship's probably going to end terribly?
Not really. So it was really ironic because people always said, I mean, my mom, my friends, everyone was like, oh, my ex would never cheat on me. Like, he would never do that to you. So that was never a thought in my mind. I've never been the jealous girlfriend. I've never been like a control freak. I just like, we lived our separate lives, but we also lived our lives so closely together. And so it was really healthy for a really long time. And I really can't say he was a terrible person, because he really wasn't. I just think he maybe made some really poor choices. But really towards the end of last year, we were just not really on the same page. And a roommate phase is putting it probably lightly. I mean, we weren't really spending time together, and we just weren't on the same page of like where we wanted our lives to go. And so we were trying to navigate that, and we really didn't want to separate, but there was definitely, everybody noticed that there was something like not quite right between us, and we just weren't there. But we were working through it, and we were on, you know, getting there. But he had mentioned this person to me, and at first I was a little hesitant, and it felt a little bit strange to me, just their level of relationship, if they were, you know, communicating a lot, and, you know, he would just talk about her a lot, and it made me a little bit uncomfortable. But like I said, I'm not the jealous type, and so I was like, oh, I'm reading too much into it. It's really not that big of a deal. I had come home a few times and they were FaceTiming, and that made me uncomfortable. But again, I was like, I'm reading too much into it. I'm not going to be the crazy girlfriend, so I'm just not even going to go there. Obviously, hindsight is 20/20. So I have definitely learned some lessons from that. You know, I mean, I do think that we probably could have separated a lot sooner. And, you know, there were a lot of things that probably led up to the breakup, but I really did not anticipate it going the way that it did.
Okay, so let's talk about that then. Let's talk about the actual breakup and what happened that led to you guys splitting up after 8 years.
Again, we were not on the same page. And so we had just decided that we were going to go on some sort of break and just figure our stuff out and just like really just take a step back. We weren't going to text each other. We had never taken a break in 7.5, 8 years together. So we were like, we are really going to seriously take a break, and we are going to read these self-help books and journal and do all these things that we are, you know, really just want to work on ourselves individually and make sure that this is really actually what we want. Because it's hard to make life decisions when you're 18 and then 8 years later you're like, is this actually what I'm, or am I just comfortable? So we went on a break, and it was pretty quickly that I was like, this is so much easier than I thought it was going to be. I was like, I just was so relieved, honestly. And it was just like a very strange feeling and not really what I was expecting. And I think at that point, I was just so exhausted emotionally of we had been trying for so long, and I just knew that we weren't there. And so initially our plan was a month. It took a week, and we made plans, and he came over, and we were like, yeah, I just don't think that you're my person, and that's okay. And I just think that you are my best friend, and that's fine. And we literally were like, hugged each other, and it was fine. And it was like the most chill breakup. All of our friends, like my friends were calling me. They were like, are you okay? And I was like, fine. Like, why is everybody worried? I was like, this is not normal. And I was like, we've just been together for so long, you know, it's fine. And then I came back from a trip, and his things were still here. that's kind of when, you know, everything kind of took a left turn, we'll say.
Okay, tell me about that left turn.
I essentially had found his things were still here, and it was really frustrating because we were living in the same building. And so, I mean, it literally would have taken him maybe one day to do it, if that. So I was frustrated because it just felt, you know, disrespectful. Like, he just didn't really take me seriously. And I think that that was like a trend in our relationship and what I had been reflecting on. And so I made the executive decision to pack up his things and take it to the apartment that he was staying in. There's a lot of confusion on the TikTok, to clarify. No one was living at the apartment with him. He was there by himself. Our friend was living out of state. And so I walked in and I found said avocado. And I am an avocado connoisseur. I love them. And I make a great guacamole. He never tasted it. He hates guacamole. So I knew that it wasn't his. And I guess my intuition or my gut was like, I have a feeling that all of the dots are slowly connecting. And I read the journal. And
wait, what journal?
So he had a journal. We were working on like our, you know, self-help and what we were going to do. And so I had initially, before we broke up, I was like, maybe you like writing down your thoughts, you know, men are like not the most emotional creatures, whatever. So maybe writing it down will help you. And I saw the journal, and really, I don't know what prompted me to open it, because like I said, I've never been jealous. Like, I never went through his phone. I never did any of that. But there's something in me that was like, you have to open that. And so I did. And her name was like across the top of the journal. So I knew immediately what it was. So I didn't even read it. I just snapped a picture and like ran out of the apartment and didn't even read it until like I made my friends come over. I like literally didn't want to look at it without my friends there. And I was just like shocked, honestly. And again, like it was an intuition thing, but still I was so surprised and just really thrown off guard, because it just felt like the ultimate betrayal. And then the dots started connecting, and it just honestly like really hurt my feelings, because I, you know, started uncovering a lot more, and that, you know, it had been an ongoing thing, and that it was not like a, you know, I didn't start seeing her until right after we broke up. And it was just like a long emotional thing for him. And, you know, I can't fault somebody for, you know, developing feelings for someone else when they feel like they're not emotionally connected to their partner. You know, like it sucks, but truly, you know, if you're not emotionally connected to somebody, it's hard to not form it with somebody else that you're confiding in.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
But I just wish that he would have come clean about it a lot sooner, and not like when his back was against the wall and he didn't really have the choice.
How did you uncover that it had been going on longer than you had anticipated?
So again, it was like an intuition thing, and I essentially just confronted him, and it was like over text, and I just was like, this is what I saw, and I have realized this. And I didn't get the confirmation at first. It took a couple of weeks, honestly. And we didn't talk, like after I found the journal entry, we did not speak for a couple of weeks. And then I got confirmation a couple of weeks later. Some of our friends had told me that they had confronted him before I did, and he told them. And then I ran into him. He, let me know that it had been going on, had every excuse in the book. But at the end of the day, that doesn't really matter. So.
How did you take that? Because if I'm putting myself in your shoes, I would have felt betrayed because I felt, because the way you describe him is the way I felt a lot about my favorite relationships, where I'm like, I just felt like we were really good friends. And a good friend isn't gonna do that to you. And so I can imagine felt like totally slapped in the face.
For sure. Yeah. And, something that I think is so important, and I think most people would, is honesty. Like, I pride myself in, I like am a very honest friend, and my friends are the same way with me, and we are just kind of like no BS people. And I had never felt that he had lied to me before. And I had, it just was like the biggest part of his life that had been happening for so many months, he kept from me. We were living together, and I had been like cooking us dinner, and it was like it hurt me because it was eating him up. Then you would think that you would confide in your best friend slash the person that you claim that you love. And I think that just hurt my feelings more than anything, was just like the lies and the like me feeling like I was the crazy one, because I've never been the crazy one before. And so yeah, it like really just hurt my feelings of, I not that I lost my boyfriend, but that I lost like my best friend, because I thought that we were in a really good spot when we did break up, and it was like all a facade.
Yeah, I totally understand where you're coming from. Like, that's the worst part. It's you can find a new boyfriend all day long, but that special like best friend connection,
For sure.
like that happens, you just feel so disrespected and makes you wonder, can I truly trust people moving forward?
For sure. Yeah, exactly. It made me question a lot of, and it even just made me question a lot of my own decision making of like, how did I miss all of this? And B, how did I, like, how was I okay with it for so long? And did I just miss something? And like, did I, again, like, was I just being like the too like low maintenance girl of, I don't want to be crazy and I don't want to cause a rift, so I'm just going to like be quiet and be okay. And so yeah, it just made me question a lot of that for sure.
Do you think in hindsight, is there anything you think, oh, I should have picked up on that? Oh, I should have noticed that. Oh, I have you like shoulded yourself looking back at the situation?
Yeah, I mean, I think that I compromise a lot, and I hate to say this, but I really don't think that the cheating at the end of the day is what caused the demise in our relationship. I do think that, the timing of us being weird roommates is a little bit interesting of, the timing of when everything started. But at the same time, I have to just also give myself a lot of grace, and like, you can't read people's minds, and I could have, after the breakup, really sat around and really like doubted myself and been like, well, maybe you should have been the crazy girlfriend and maybe you should have done this. But at the end of the day, like, my view on men, and I guess this goes for, women as well, but if somebody's going to cheat, they're going to cheat. Like, there's really nothing that you can do to prevent it. Like, me going through somebody's phone is not going to prevent it. They're going to find a way to do it. And so I've just really have found that I would rather put my energy elsewhere in relationships. And so I just have to give myself a lot of grace of, I can sit here and say I coulda, shoulda, woulda, but at the end of the day, I did all that I can do. And again, it takes two people in a relationship to, mess things up. And I have not been perfect. I was loyal, but I was not perfect. you know, it takes two to tango, and I, you know, have to acknowledge my faults and where I can, you know, be a better partner and be a better human, and how I can be better to myself, if that makes sense.
No, for sure. Well, if it's not the cheating that you felt like was the reason for your relationship ending, if you had to put a tagline to it, like, why did your relationship end?
I think that we were just really comfortable, and when you're with somebody for so long, especially when you're so young and you've gone through so many life phases together, you just again like that is your comfort person, and that becomes like your again your best friend, your confidant, and you know you go to family holidays together, and you know like we would go to Sunday dinners at my parents or his parents, and so your life is so intertwined with the other person, and sometimes you don't even you can like it's when you're in the thick of it, it's hard to take a step back and really see like what's going on. And I just like I don't think that we were each other's person, and that's okay. I think that, you know, humor is great, and humor is a really big part of a relationship to me. But at the same time, a lot of our maybe values weren't the same, and things that are like our goals and our dreams, you know, we didn't have the same stance on some things as far as like family dynamic of, you know, what we want our future to look like. And I think that when you're young, it's you feel that you can compromise because you feel like this is my person. Like, why would I, you know, I'm okay putting that to the side because I love this person so much. And I think that you can love somebody but not be in love with them. And I think that that was a really big thing for me. And I think that I really had to take a step back of, you know, it's okay that your person that the person that you meet at 18 is not your person forever. And most of the time, it's probably not going to be. And if it is, that's great. But for me, it just wasn't. And so, you know, I think that you need somebody that challenges you and somebody that pushes you to be your best version. And I am very outspoken, and I am somebody that is always voices my opinion. But at the same time, I was willing to kind of take a step back for the sake of other people's feelings. And I think that that, you know, didn't really help us in the long run, especially if you're looking to build a life with somebody, you don't. It's hard to do that when you're not actually being like your true self.
100%. You said something interesting. You said something that I think a lot of people have felt where you have love for somebody, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you're in love with them. How did you differentiate that for yourself?
I mean, I think that when you are able to imagine your life. I'll put it this way. When we broke up and we were like, we can stay friends, right? Like, I feel like if you're in love with somebody, then maybe that's not really the case. Like, you can't imagine your life without them, but you also can't imagine them continuing to be in your life. And like, I knew that I loved him as a person. I knew that he was a good person, and I knew that he, you know, was not my person, but that doesn't mean that he isn't somebody else's person. But I could look at my life like very easily and be like, I think that I will be okay. Like I could look at my life and say, I am fine on my own and I don't necessarily need this person. And I think that when I look back on our relationship, you know, you're not going to be 100% all the time. And you can, you know, a relationship is not necessarily give and take, but it's also not one or the other. And for me, I feel like I lost a lot of myself in the relationship, and not even necessarily that I lost a lot of myself, but I wasn't able to find a lot of myself because I was so young and like in this little box. And at the end of the day, I think a lot of it was that I was changing and he wasn't. And we had that conversation. And that was a really hard conversation to have. But like I said earlier, like I want somebody, I believe that my person is somebody who is going to challenge me and push me to be the best version that I can be and makes me feel cared for and loved at the end of the day and like a priority. And I think that I question that a lot in our relationship. And I think that I gave a lot more than maybe I received. And I think that was really hard for me at the end of the day to look back on, you know?
Well, I think you've really taken the time to reflect on your relationship, which I know is so helpful for the people listening. So I'm just wondering if there's like any last piece of advice or just like words of wisdom you would impart on my audience that sees themselves in your previous relationship. Like, what would you tell them to help them either find a way to decide they need to get out of it or to figure out how to make it work?
Yeah, I think for me, my entire life, I've always been a very independent person, but I've always put everybody else before myself, and I always had a very negative connotation to the word selfish. And I realized once we broke up, I've never made an adult decision without somebody else. And I love, like right now, I love in my life that I am responsible for me and my dog. Like, I love that at the end of the day, like it's so simple. And sure, I have more bills now because I am a single, woman paying my own bills. But I feel so relieved, and I don't feel anxious anymore. Like, I feel more myself than I ever have. And you know that TikTok trend that it's like January me would have a heart attack if he saw me now. Like, I saw that a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, that is so true for me. Of if I were to look at myself, 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, I'd be like, who the heck is this person? But I love myself more than I ever have. And I'm happy to say that I am like in my selfish 20s. And that's what 20, like that's what 20s are for. Like, figure it out. And like, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work, but at least you tried. And I think that one of my biggest worries when, we were kind of on this weird cusp of, are we going to stay together? Are we going to break up? Of, I was so worried about, am I wasting my, did I just waste 8 years of my life on this person? And did I just waste like the best years of my life? And that was so anxiety filled and just really just like, it was the worst feeling in the world. But then I had to take a step back of like, I would rather choose myself today and say, sure, could I have taken those 8 years back? Yes. But I also learned a lot about myself, and I would rather have, quote unquote, wasted 8 years, then wasted the rest of my life out of fear of being by myself, and like I, in the last 6 months, like I truly have learned so much about myself and what I'm not willing to compromise on and what I want for my future. And I can like look at it through a very clear lens because I'm finally by myself and making decisions for myself. And being selfish doesn't have to be a bad thing. And I saw a quote one time that, and I'm probably going to absolutely butcher this, but something to the effect of the only person you ever have to live the rest of your life with is yourself. And if you can't respect yourself, if you don't like yourself, then how the hell is anybody else going to? And so I really had to take a step back and be like, do I even like this version of myself right now? Do I think that I can be a better version if I am actually by myself? Because if I don't even like being by myself, then why would anybody else? And now I love my alone time. I love being by myself. I love like who I am and like where I'm heading and like just my routine and like my life that I have been able to build just by myself. And that's really exciting. And the person that you're with shouldn't take from your life, they should add to your life. And if they don't, then like that's their loss, and your person is going to be something that adds to it anyways, and that you can be selfish with, but you can still happily like give to them without losing yourself.
On Thursday, we'll have a breakdown bonus episode for you talking about deciphering your feelings when you're in a relationship and you're trying to figure out, like, am I in love with this person or do I just have love for them? And how to make that decision on whether or not you should leave them. I'll see you whenever you decide to tune in next.